Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Snow Patrol are back with a new album later in the year, a single and gigs. And Gary Lightbody is on the line. How are you doing, Gary?
Good, thanks, Ray. How are you doing?
Great, great. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you too.
This is exciting in your world. What has your world been like for the last... Because the last album, there was a reworked in the middle there, but the last album was Wildness 2018, which is, you've done the maths already, 6 years ago.
Yes, so I've been told. I'm not great at maths, but I've been told that 6 years ago.
So is there anything you want... What happened in the intervening years, Gary?
Well, you know, we started... I guess we did the... reworked record, and then we did a record on online with the fans, like on Instagram Live during the COVID times, and then, you know, we did some shows, and then we did we got together, myself and Johnny, in April 2022 to start writing this record in earnest, and on that first day we got together, we wrote The Beginning, which is the very first single. Well, it wasn't intended to be, but that's the way it worked out.
Tell them about the recording and the writing of that, Gary.
Yeah, we you know, we normally we'll write music, and then I'll take the I'll take the music away somewhere to a cave, maybe, like Gollum, and I'll write the lyrics, and then I'll bring them back. And we'll record them. But Johnny kind of challenged me. I really appreciated this challenging, actually, because it bore fruit. He said, why don't we do the music and you write the lyrics today in the same day, and as an experiment. And we did. And so every single song on this record was written in a day, music and lyrics. So it gives it a kind of a spontaneity and immediacy, and they feel alive to me. And I think that's part of the reason for it.
And this is one take.
The vocals one take on this one, but I made up for it in other tracks.
Okay, no, but that's important, because I only have the one track to play, Gary. So it's The Beginning, music written, lyrics written, and then recorded in one day. And this is the first take, which I love that story, and I love the sound of it, because we live in a world where far too much music is overproduced, and, you know, in striving for perfection, they just get blandness. But this is real. The Beginning. We'll play a bit of it.
Love, if you're near, don't tell it like it is, 'cause I don't know how to hear or to learn, 'cause I wanna be in love without being loved in return. But hold me close, 'cause I wanna feel your fire like signals on the coast, and let it rage like the end of everything in this epoch, in this age. There is only you and me in this life, and I don't wanna get off now. There is nothing for me in these past lives. There is only what I wasn't yet. And if I made a mess of that.
The Beginning, the new single from Snow Patrol. We're speaking to Gary Lightbody. So listening back to it there now, you're happy with it? Sounds amazing.
Thank you. I'm happy with it. yeah, we should put that out.
You have. It's the clean version. It's the clean version.
Yes. That's to be expected on daytime radio.
I was reading the press release that came with the single, and the first is The Path is released on the 13th of September, and you say you're writing about love from a distance.
The distance of time.
The distance of time, yes, So we'll explain that to me then.
So I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, so I hadn't really... Like, I've written about love before, some would say too much, but I haven't written about love from this perspective this distance. Time is a big theme on this record. How time doesn't behave itself. How we it's like we're told that it's linear, but it doesn't really feel that way to anybody, does it really? Because when you're in love, time slows down. When you're, it can also slow down when you're panicking too. It speeds up at times. Everything feels like it's happening at once. Sometimes everything or nothing feels like it's happening at all. We have these sort of interminable weights in our life, you know, and a lot of this record is kind of, it's about that. It's about how time is mischievous and how time does not behave itself. And when you're looking back on your life, are your memories reliable? And quite a lot of them are not.
And Gary, you know, finding love, as I get older, I think a lot of the stuff we buy into are constructs of Hollywood, and you know that. By you saying you haven't been in love for 10 years and putting it out there,
I've been in a relationship in 10 years.
Yeah, so. Sorry, yeah, a relationship. But is it like going like an ad? Really, is it? Is it, I know, unintentionally, but it's like, you know, I'm.
Oh, do you think I'm? You think I'm advertising?
No, I'm not. I said inadvertently. You are. That's what I'm saying. Inadvertently, whether you like it or not,
I never even thought of it until this moment, and now it's all coming to me as a shuddering realization.
It was that moment that Gary Lightbody scrapped 11 songs.
I've made a terrible mistake. Okay, cut the single, cut the record. We'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, Gary. That's funny. You mentioned Johnny McDade, and Johnny has written with Ed Sheeran.
And
he is prolific in his songwriting.
Many
others. Yes,
yeah.
I suppose most famously, and Ed Sheeran is prolific. And was he bringing some of his experience of writing with Ed Sheeran and other people back to Snow Patrol?
I think, of course, he was. Yeah. But not in any conscious way. You know, like Johnny, myself, and Nathan all wrote music for this record. And, it was a very collaborative, I think it was the most collaborative record that we've made. And our producer, Fraser T. Smith, as well. Everyone felt like everyone was bringing ideas all the time. And yes, of course, Johnny would be, learning new things from all the experiences that he's having, just as me and Nathan Fraser are as well. But it's absolutely understandable that
all of us would be bringing
outside things in. Johnny and Nathan were absolutely extraordinary on this record. Every time they seemed to pick up a guitar or sit behind a piano, it was just something magical happened, and I was there to witness all of it, and it felt very special.
I have very fond memories of watching Gary on stage with Martha Wainwright back in 2005. Snow Patrol seems to be blowing up.
She is amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Which song was it?
She was on Set the Fire in the Third Bar.
Which is one of my favourite of your songs, an amazing song. That's So True About Time is not being linear. Loss is similar to love in that regard. Grief doesn't follow a linear defined trajectory either. Yeah. So Claire and Dublin, which on that one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Gary,
absolutely.
Great talking to you. And when you're around, you might come in and we'll discuss your advertising for a new partner. No, we won't.
I may swerve that interview, right? I'll talk to you about anything else.
Right, good. See you, Gary. Good luck at everything.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.